We spend much of our life waiting. Doctors' waiting rooms are notorious. We wait at the checkout in supermarkets. We wait at the security in Stansted Airport. And when Pope John Paul died, some of us waited for 11 hours to file past his body. We have to be patient. Not easy. For poor people, the waiting is longer and it's worse. The refugees in Darfur have been waiting for years for someone to come to their rescue. Asylum seekers in this country have to wait to know if their application will succeed. For poor people, there is no quick fix. They have to be patient. Not easy. Mary had to be patient as well. After the dramatic visit of the angel who told her she was to be the mother of the Saviour, she had to wait 9 months, obviously, for the birth of her child, but she also had to wait for the reaction of Joseph, her husband, to this unexpected pregnancy, and the reaction of her own family too. When the child was born, she took him home to Nazareth. She had been told he would be the Messiah. But for 30 years he was just a happy child and then a happy carpenter. She had to wait until his public life began before the truth emerged. Mary waited at the foot of the cross for her son to die. Surely that was the hardest waiting of all. And with the apostles she waited in the upper room for the Holy Spirit to come and the church's preaching mission to begin. Her whole life, if you think of it, was a tissue of faith and of hope, of trusting God, in other words, of waiting. What makes you and me special as human beings? Well, I reckon it is this. It's that we can understand things, and we can love, and we have a sense of justice. The high moments of our lives have all been to do with these three things, and we are deeply grateful for them. But there are low moments too. Sometimes I have failed to understand things. They have defeated me. Sometimes I have not been as loving as I should. And sometimes I have been let down by others, and I've felt lonely. I have watched genocide in Rwanda and Bosnia on the television. Sometimes I've seen people mistreated by authority. And all these amount to gaps in understanding, in loving and in justice. And they are very painful. They're rather like a dull toothache under the surface of my life. I have, and I'm sure I share this with you, a constant feeling of unfinished business. In Advent, what I look forward to, beyond Christmas, of course, is seeing God at last. I look forward to this with enormous joy and anticipation, because he is total truth. When I see him, those gaps in my understanding will at last be healed. He is utter goodness. When I see him, my hunger for love and my ability to love will at last be satisfied. The second coming of Christ means final justice for all who live or have lived on our poor old planet. So, no more puzzlement, no more loneliness, no more unfinished business. The toothache will go away. That's worth waiting for.